fate of the Czech government hangs in the balance in the wake of a corruption scandal involving the junior coalition party Public Affairs. The Prime Minister's intention to dismiss two public affairs ministers, perceived as close allies of Transport Minister Vít Bárta, who resigned on Friday amidst allegations of corruption, have raised the ire of the smallest party in the government. Public Affairs has threatened to walk out unless its coalition partners sweep before their own doors first, triggering a broad cabinet reshuffle. The deadlock over who should stay and who should go has precipitated a crisis that could result in early elections. Daniela Lazarova asked political analyst Jiří Pehe to assess the government's chances of survival.
Well, I think that the Czech government currently is damaged beyond repair. It is quite possible that the government will be able to function in some ways, but I think that it will be very difficult to reconstruct a governing coalition that would be able to really function and adopt the necessary reforms. More likely, the government will simply fall apart, and there are a number of scenarios which we possibly may face.
So what are they? Are we looking at early elections here?
Well, I think that the early elections is the last option. Of course, everyone will try to avoid the early elections because we had elections last year, but at the same time, it may be in the end the only viable option if the government falls apart and the two right-of-center parties, that is the Civic Democrats and Topo 9, will not be able to gain a majority in the lower chamber of the parliament. We don't know at this point. It is possible that at least one part of the Public Affairs Party, which is in the center of the current scandals, will support the government, and then of course the government may be able to function. However, I think that it will be really difficult for the government to go ahead with any significant reforms in this kind of situation.
If we have early elections, is the Czech Republic, is the public prepared for early elections just a year on?
Well, I think that the Czechs are getting used to early elections. The political situation in the country really is inherently unstable, and I think the causes of that are tied to the fact that the Czech politics is really controlled to a large degree by business groups outside politics, and therefore we have a great potential for instability no matter what. But I think that at the same time the public would probably welcome the election simply because the level of public frustration is so high that maybe holding the early elections in the fall would definitely release some of the pressure that I think is right now quite visible in the public.
How serious would it be, though, for the reforms that need to be approved and implemented?
Well, I think that the reforms, no matter what, are at this point more or less on the back burner. Until the government, or unless the government coalition solves its current problems, the reforms will have no legitimacy. I think that it is quite difficult to introduce any reforms, even if Petr Nečas and this coalition have votes for pushing it through, if they are not able to secure any degree of wider support in the public and the government is besieged with problems. I think that such reforms may be approved by one or two votes or maybe even more, but they will have almost no legitimacy, and the leftist opposition will have, I think, a good case in claiming that they will change those reforms or abolish them after the next elections because they were not done in discussion with the public, with the opposition, and they were pushed through under circumstances which are politically highly unstable.
That was political analyst Jiří Pehe speaking there to Daniela Lazarova about the ongoing government crisis.